Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Speaking of trashed, Dean Spanos, the owner of the Los Angeles Chargers, trashed a report today.
Big time.
In The Athletic that said the Chargers and the NFL, the Los Angeles Chargers and the National Football League, could look into moving the Chargers instead of Inglewood.
They're building that billion-dollar stadium. Have you seen it?
That's like eight times as big as the Forum.
Is that unbelievable what they're building out there?
It looks huge. I live like 5 minutes from there. It looks great. It's going to be wonderful. But they are saying that instead of moving there next year, the Chargers, or even if they move there next year, in the very near future, the Chargers could be looking at a move to London. London.
Now we thought,
as in London, England.
We thought the Jaguars were going to be there because they had always every year like three or four games because they couldn't sell any tickets in Jacksonville. So I thought that they were going to be the team to wind up either there or Mars because they couldn't sell tickets. But now this is. Let me tell you, Chris. What was your original reaction? Because I'll tell you, when I first saw it, I thought, what a snafu, what a bad look for the Chargers and them trying
really?
To sell. Yes, because you're already having trouble, right, with people buying into you. Now you're telling people there's a potential you might bolt. Is that apropos, bolt, like Chargers?
Nice little play on words.
Thank you. But you might bolt, and my problem here, Chris, is this. It's a bad look, and it will stop people from embracing them, not knowing if they're really committed to Los Angeles. It's just a bad time for this to come out. I'm serious, because read that Athletic story. They're having all kinds of trouble. Nobody wants to buy those, personal licenses. Nobody wants to put out that money. They've had to drop the price. We've gone to a game at the soccer stadium, and 75% of the fans or whatever visiting team is in town. It's a bad look for the Chargers. It has been a bad move and transition from San Diego, even though San Diego's not that far from here. But now to say that you might be on the move again, it's a bad move.
I got to be honest. Your take didn't even cross my mind.
Really?
I think your take is like if you're married – and the woman is cheating on you and has cheated on you and is letting you know. She's actually going out on dates, letting you know. She wants a divorce. She's doing everything she can to get rid of you.
Have you seen my divorce papers?
And then me wearing a bad suit one day and you say, Chris, how are you wearing that suit? How are you going to get her back in a suit like that? She's gone. She doesn't want me. I could wear the best looking suit in the world and it's not getting her back. The Chargers are a team without a home. And I don't care if it's London. I don't care if it's Louisiana. I don't care if it's Boise, Idaho. I don't care if it's Vermont. They need to move.
I totally
disagree.
This is a
joke.
This is Los Angeles.
This is a team without a home. Don't give me that. Oh, if they just play well. They played well.
Chris.
Last year, they were a very good team. They were one game away from the Super Bowl, and nobody cared. They've put together a great fan experience. You've been there. The sight lines, the angles, it's great. I know it's small, but that could make it a great experience because the fans are up on the stadium. Your angles, your sight lines are great. I hear the food is dynamite. They've put together the fan experience, and still, Los Angeles does not give a darn about the Chargers.
Chris, you couldn't be more wrong. This is what? Yes. Because
Why was the stadium full of green and gold Sunday?
I'm telling you that there's a transition period that happens They moved from San Diego. A lot of their fan base won't drive up. They're mad. They're bitter. I get it.
They're not even fans anymore.
It takes time. And in the NFL, I'll give you perfect examples. You just said all this stuff, right, about why the people. How come the Rams left St. Louis? Didn't they win a Super Bowl in St. Louis? St. Louis is one of the greatest sports towns in America. The St. Louis Blues and Cardinals.
It's a small city.
No, but they.
It is. It's a small. That's the problem. It's a small city.
No, but I'm saying they won a Super Bowl there and they had to
move.
That's
the problem.
The Oakland Raiders.
The Oakland of major sports.
The Oakland Raiders, Chris, did nothing but win in Oakland. They've moved three times. All the LA teams. The Rams were originally here. They moved. Right? The Chargers originally were in Los Angeles.
Were any of those teams treated like the Chargers have been?
But I'm telling you that why did they move from Los? Why did the Raiders move from Los Angeles? Why did the Rams move from Los Angeles?
Teams move, but not because the fans hated them.
But why did they move then? You move because there's a lack of fan interest,
or that the city won't support your stadium. Yeah, that could be all types.
Okay,
of reasons.
Okay, but my point is,
you know, taxpayers don't want to build a stadium. It's all types of reasons.
You gotta give people a chance.
That's nothing to do with this. A chance?
Yes. You got to give people a chance. Two teams came basically at the same time. The Rams have a longer history here, so the Rams are going to have an advantage. The LA Rams, people remember that team. That's the team. The Chargers spent all this time in San Diego, and now they're trying to come into this market. This market is big enough, just like New York, to have two teams.
But people
Los
don't
Angeles.
Support two teams.
Yes, they have to take some time.
They were without one team for,
I get
what,
it.
20
almost 20 years.
I mean, look, it's great living here. We live here. But they haven't been the best NFL fans. Let's give them one team. Support that one team. And then maybe we'll consider bringing another. Why in the world will we give them two when they haven't been able to handle one?
But they should. You have to give it time.
Just because it's a big city, there's a ton of stuff to do. To the beach or go watch the Chargers.
I'm not buying that because there's only 8 home games a year. That is not an excuse.
What's the problem, Rob?
I got to go to the beach because on an NFL Sunday, that's the only time I can go to the beach. You can go to the beach any day in Southern California. That is not the reason.
What's the reason?
Well, I'm just saying.
Just because they're new?
You have to build up a fan base.
There are a lot of teams that are new.
You have to build a fan. Who? They can't sell tickets
teams
in Jacksonville.
Teams are new all over the place.
I can give you a list of
cities. Jacksonville's a small city.
But they looked at the Green Bay model.
This is the second
biggest. Which is smaller, Green Bay or Jacksonville? Green Bay is smaller, and they have no problem.
How you going to compare Green Bay to Jacksonville?
But if you ask me a city size, which city's bigger?
Green Bay is a flagship franchise.
Yeah, but it's a smaller market. People have made
a Jacksonville Jaguars.
People have grown to love the whole thing in Green Bay. It's a small place. People pilgrimage all over Wisconsin for those 8 Sundays a year. And that's
because
my point.
They can.
Los Angeles is the same thing. Look at the 49ers up there until recently. They moved, an hour away from San Francisco. They couldn't sell out their stadium. Tampa Bay hadn't been on national TV in 3 years at one point.
It's not, it's not just about selling out. They have no fans. They don't.
The Chargers have fans. They got to get back into it.
They got about 12. I mean, seriously, every single...
London ain't the answer. Abroad.
Look,
London ain't the answer.
I don't care about London. Like I said, it could anywhere move somewhere else in the United States for all I care. I'm just saying they don't need to be. It's not fair to NFL players to not have a home field advantage. They're the only team in the NFL that has no home field advantage, and they're at a distinct disadvantage in free agency because players are like, all things being equal, there's no way I'm going to the Chargers. I want to play half my games in front of energetic, enthusiastic fans. Now, yeah, if you overpay me, pay me more than anybody else is offering, sure, I'll go there. But if everything is equal, if somebody else is offering me the same deal, I'm not going to the Chargers.
You're telling me
they don't deserve that. No NFL team deserves that.
I disagree.
What, they got to wait 10 years before they get some legit fans?
They're building an unbelievable showplace.
That place is going to be
empty. That will be the NFL showplace, and
empty
I guarantee
for the
you
games.
It won't be empty. You want to make a bet?
It'll be mostly other teams' fans.
It won't be empty
How's
for
that?
The Chargers.
So now instead of 27 of the 30,000 fans cheering for the other team, it's going to be 65,000 of the 80,000.
No, it won't be, because people in time will go, wow, they put together a team.
They just got here.
What does Philip Rivers want?
They people know Philip Rivers. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
They think that Philip Rivers' kids is going to fill up the stadium, but he doesn't have that many kids.
That's when I know I won.
You didn't win.
When he resorts to jokes, and even Craig Melvin doesn't laugh.
What?
Even Craig Melvin's not laughing. My goodness.
Alex was asleep at the switch. That's the only reason I could
come up with that. I'm sorry, Robbie. This wasn't funny.
What do you guys think? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. You see Rob Parker and I are riled up. I don't care about London. It might not work overseas, but go somewhere. Vermont, Idaho. Heck, Montana's never had a team. They'd be excited.
If I said that joke on Fallon, they'd be asking me
back to St. Louis. I don't know.
Yeah, good thing you're not on Fallon.
What do you guys think? Fallon, knock it out of the park on a Tuesday night on Sunset Strip. I'm waiting for you to do that. All right.
You just want a solo show, right? That's why you keep pushing me to do a stand-up.
Your turn.
You want a solo show.
All right, should the Chargers stay in L.A. or should they go? Your turn to weigh in. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Bye, Felicia.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, so Rashad, we said this is opening night of the season, and you got the top four players, teams in the country.
Yeah.
Duke versus Kansas. They're playing right now.
Yeah.
It is 33-30 Duke right now at halftime. And then you got Michigan State, number one, against Kentucky, number two. So, break down, who's your top team in the nation right now? Kind of break down these top squads.
I got Michigan State. I know they're the consensus number one, but I think this is the season, this is the year that Michigan State actually wins.
How long you been saying that? Me and you been fighting over Tom Izzo or Michigan State. Am I right? Have we not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this is the year, though. I really do. And I've been watching Michigan State for a long time, and they've always come up short. They've always haven't really met the expectations. I think this is the season that Michigan State goes all the way. And one reason, and one reason alone, is because they have Cassius Winston.
I was going to say, that experience.
The four-year experience at the point guard play is it's so valuable in today's game, especially the college level, because you got kids leaving so early, and this guy has stayed, and he's so cerebral. He has a magnetism about him that he's going to make everybody around him elevate their game. So I think this is the year for Michigan State.
The only time they ever won was because those players weren't good enough to leave Izzo on their junior year. And Mateen stayed, and Morris Peterson, and all that. So when they won the championship in 2000, he had an older bunch where everybody else, you know, were missing people.
Absolutely.
And he was able to win the title.
Yes.
I said that he would never win again, Izzo. And
you'll be moved to Mexico.
No, I didn't say all that. But because I thought at the time, the reason that I said that was Tom had bought into it was all about him and not the players. And he really thought it was about him. And where other coaches decided one and dones and, you know, and adapting.
Adjusting. Yeah.
And
adjusting,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, Tom has changed the last couple of years trying to go after guys like that. But for a long time, he was stubborn. And I was like,
and
you
not
remember,
going after the one and
no,
done.
Yeah. Because he was like, no, whatever. And if you remember when they played the national championship game, you remember in Detroit, against North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Right? And North Carolina had four NBA players on the court, and they had none. That game was over in 5 minutes. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was lopsided. And I said, that's why you won't win until you decide that. So it'll be interesting. So you think they'll win the championship?
I think Michigan State wins it all this year, barring any type of injury.
Major injury.
Just because the point guard position is like the quarterback position. We don't pick Super Bowl winning teams unless they have a quarterback that can get them there. And I think Cassius Winston is the best point guard in America.
I want to ask you about, you mentioned Coach K and Duke playing. Mm-hmm. What did you make of Coach K basically saying he agreed that the players should be able to sell their likeness. And you saw the NCAA finally came along after they were bashing it. Remember they threatened the state of California. You better not
empty
do
threats.
This. Right, it was empty. Because they were like, what are you going to do to California?
Right.
Not allow all these California teams to play in the NCAA. But when Coach K comes out in support, you knew what was going down. This is good for athletes.
I think this is fantastic. And with Coach K, what I've loved what Coach K has done over the years is what you said, Rob. He's adapted to the culture. He's not like that quote-unquote old coach that's stuck in his way. He's adapted to the recruits, and that makes kids want to go
absolutely play
for Duke. And that, you're seeing like he's getting these top recruits year after year. And a lot of times with Duke, they're not even recruiting anymore because they're so strong. The nature of their school, kids are just signing.
Attracting
there.
Kids.
They're
right,
not even
right.
like sitting in the front rooms of these parents' homes
begging
anymore.
People, right.
They're just like, hey, we'll send you a letter. We want you to come here. Here's an offer. And Coach K is kind of – he's done a great job of attracting kids by making those statements, and it's been traveling worldwide. So it's great.
Rashad, give us the real – I mean, you played at University of Detroit. I know that's not a Duke or North Carolina or anything like that, but you know guys that played there and are playing there now.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like for the – basketball player at those schools, I mean, financially, when, you know, look, there's no doubt when you show you're a great blue chip athlete from junior high on, you get perks. Nike's giving you stuff. Adidas is giving you, you know, you do get perks.
Yeah.
But what is it like? Because I've heard stories of guys who, you know, they're playing great ball and stuff, but they don't have money to go do a lot of regular things that college students do. What is it like for guys at that level?
It's,
I know it varies, but
it's a lot of times it's a struggle. You know, we look on TV and we see them playing and we figure like everything is great.
It's a packed house. They got on sneaks.
It's
everything
all great.
Right.
But then once the cameras go off, these kids go back to their dorm rooms and they don't have money. They
can't take a girl out to the movies.
All of that.
Right?
You want to have a social life in college. All of those type of things. So those are the factors why I agree that players should make some type of compensation because of that. I was a college athlete, but luckily, you know, I went to college at home, so I had my parents to be able to back me. My dad was able to, you know, give me money every now and then, but every kid doesn't have, you know, that background where they can turn to certain people. So I believe that they should be compensated because this is entertainment at the end of the day.
Right.
They're entertaining us. Like ESPN is on right now. Fox Sports
making billions.
Yeah.
Millions.
And we're watching these college kids play basketball. They're entertaining
right.
us. There
right.
should be some type of compensation. So I'm all for college athletes making some money playing a game.
There's always, I mean, the big story generally is there's some freshman phenom. You know, last year, of course, it was Zion. You know, every year there's a guy like that, it seems.
Yeah.
Who is the guy or a few of the guys, freshman-wise, that are going to take the nation by storm this year?
Well, first, I would probably say Anthony Edwards from Georgia. This kid is fantastic. He's about 6'5 and a half, 6'6. He's a tremendous athlete. He can score the ball. He can put it on the floor. He can defend.
Two-guard?
He's a two-guard. Okay. He reminds me a lot. I do these comparisons, and I usually don't put them out till April, but Anthony Edwards, to me, reminds me of Mitch Richmond.
Mm. Okay.
He's a lot like that. He's like the old
Now, Mitch wasn't crazy athletic.
Yeah, but he has that Mitch ability to score.
Okay.
No, he can just really put the ball in the basket.
Okay.
But these new kids, they can really – they jump higher than –
Right.
Than the 80s guys.
Right, athletic.
But
please.
Anthony Edwards reminds me a lot of Mitch Richmond. Mm. And you go back and look at Mitch Richmond, the dude can put the ball in the basket.
No, he was nice,
He was always 4 for 5 in the NBA in scoring every year. He brings that to the table. And you have you got Wiseman over at Memphis. He's around 7 foot, agile, big, a rim runner, rim protector. He's going to be tremendous for Penny this year. Tyrese Maxey from Kentucky, you see him tonight matching up against – Cassius Winston. So he's a terrific point guard. So there are some good one-and-dones, and obviously Cole Anthony from North Carolina that everybody's –
Greg Anthony.
So everybody's raving about him. He's a terrific
point guard. How good
is he?
Anthony Edwards, they're saying, is probably the top pick right now.
Anthony Edwards is the real deal. Ant-Man is the real
deal. I thought it was LaMelo everybody was talking about.
Yeah, LaMelo's great. He's too, but he's not in college.
How you like LaMelo?
I love him.
So would you take him one if you had the pick?
Absolutely.
See, that's what I wanted to hear.
Number one.
Absolutely.
LaMelo?
Wow. Absolutely.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
I would take LaMelo Ball number one and not lose any sleep.
Now, let me give you this little analysis. I want to see what you think.
Yeah.
Lonzo, and you, again, you're a little younger than me, but you might have fallen into this era. We were taught the pass is quicker than the dribble, right? Mm-hmm. So you, especially point guard, you push the ball up, right? Yeah. Give it up.
Yep.
Lonzo does that, to me, almost to a fault. In that there are times that's good, but there are other times you need to keep the dribble and make a play, especially in the NBA, off the pick and roll and stuff. When I've seen LaMelo play, he seems to have both. He will get it up when it's time to pass it ahead, but it also keep his dribble a lot longer than Lonzo and therefore can make. Is that a fair analysis?
That's a great analogy, and I'm going to tell you why LaMelo is a little different from Lonzo, and I don't like to compare them because they're siblings.
Right, right.
But there's a reason. My college teammate, Jermaine Jackson, is LaMelo Ball's mentor. He's in Australia with him right now. Jermaine Jackson was a terrific point guard.
No doubt.
He was a fantastic leader, and he plays a lot like Jermaine.
Mm.
And I played alongside Jermaine. Jermaine was a terrific defender. He was a fantastic passer. He made me better when I played with him. LaMelo has those same type of characteristics that JJ has, and when you're around your mentor, your trainer, you start to take on their characteristics.
Right.
LaMelo Ball reminds me of Steve Smith.
Mm.
Back in the 80s, Steve Smith was a terrific, he was a bigger guard.
Yep. Right. Yep. Oh, yeah.
He could score it, he can shoot it, he had flair. Yep. LaMelo Ball reminds me of him.
All right. Well, it's off to a hot start with our man Rashad Phillips.
We got to talk to him about some of his predictions.
He
nailed one big time, but there's a couple others we want to talk about.
All right, the Lakers have won 5 in a row, so why is Anthony Davis already talking about Lee? Look at Rob. Rob G, you are such a paranoid.
He's right, though.
He's going nowhere.
He's right. Why is he
Trust.
Why doesn't he have a long-term deal signed? Why is the window open?
Barring a tragedy in L.A., he's going nowhere. We'll get into that next. It's the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. An RV? Covered. A boat? Covered. And there's so much more Geico could help you with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to Geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's Geico.com.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, but before we get to all that, Rob, there was a big announcement today. The Carolina Panthers have placed Cam Newton, who we know has the foot injury, the Lisfranc fracture, on the season-ending injured reserve list. He's done for the year. So the question is this. If you're the Carolina Panthers, do you bring Cam Newton back next season? He's making about $21 million
cheap.
This year. Very cheap. Not guaranteed, though. You could move on from him. Or you could bring him back and give it another go or try. Rob, I say they move on. And it's not that I think Kyle Allen is the second coming. Maybe he's going to be their next quarterback for the next 5 or 6 or 10 years. Who knows? But he's looked good. They're 5-1 with him. And he's just moved the team better than Cam. And more importantly than that, if Cam were healthy, I would certainly take Cam. But I don't think Cam's ever going to be fully healthy anymore. And I just
I'm
think
not
it's
a
the
doctor,
wear
so I can't
tear.
Say that.
It's the wear and tear on his body. It's always something. And even when he was healthy, he wasn't the most accurate quarterback.
He was 15-1 and went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, one season.
And went up against one of the greatest defenses of all time.
One season.
Okay,
Rob, can I finish?
Go ahead. I'm just saying.
He has never had two back-to-back winning seasons.
You're minimizing his career as if he never did anything.
35, I never said he didn't do
touchdowns,
anything.
35 in the air,
I'm just
10
saying,
on the ground.
How did I minimize it when I said
you're like,
even
he never
when
did
he was,
anything?
No, I didn't. I said when he was at his best, he wasn't the most accurate quarterback. That's what I said. I never said he
45
didn't do
touchdowns.
Anything.
He wasn't accurate, huh?
It's 1 year.
All right, I'm just saying, but
you
he did it, though.
You want to crown him? Crown him.
I'll crown
RG3
him.
RG3 had 1 year.
That's
you
all right.
You want him back?
No.
You want to bring him
did
back?
Did he go to the Super Bowl? No.
Did he win the
Super
Bowl?
Did he go to 15-1 in the league?
Marv Levy went to the Super Bowl. You're not raving about him?
Stop.
He went 4 straight years.
That's dubious to go 4 years in a row and lose.
I'd rather go 4 straight than 1 straight.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to go and lose 4 times in a row.
I'd go as far as I can go.
No, I wouldn't. No, you would. You want to go to
yes.
You want to be the Atlanta Braves
shot.
And win the division 15
we
out of 16
remember,
years.
We remember the
yeah.
Atlanta Braves
in a
we
bad way.
We remember the Buffalo Bills
in a bad way.
We don't remember the one shot wonders
in a bad way. Are you kidding? I would
if,
never
if
want
Cam
that.
If Cam gets there and wins, so be it. He didn't.
All I'm
and
telling you is
I'm not minimizing his career, but
stop
I'm saying the
what
dude is damaged. Good.
You see what just happened down in Jacksonville, right? What's his name? Manchu or whatever it is. That guy was 4-3 and everybody was raving about him. And all of a sudden, Nick Foles is healthy and guess what? Right back into his gig. That's how it goes in the NFL, Chris Broussard. And now if you're telling me that they don't want him, but I'm
they
not going
to. I think they're going to let him go.
Okay,
honestly.
That's totally different.
What is different?
I'm talking about it shouldn't be because you got hurt. You got to give up your gig.
Please, this isn't.
I'm not buying
this
that.
This isn't kindergarten.
When he's
we
healthy,
don't give everybody a trophy.
When he's healthy.
You got to do it on the field,
when
Doc.
I'm talking about when he's healthy.
When is he going to be healthy?
The next year.
No, stop it. If Kyle Allen leads them to the playoffs.
If he doesn't.
Why should I hand it to Cam Newton?
What happens if they lose their last five
yeah,
games?
Yeah, then that's
now
a different story. That's a different story. It's all about production. All I'm saying is if Kyle Allen gets it done, why should he lose his position?
I'm saying that Cam shouldn't lose his position over getting hurt. People get hurt.
He's been banged up for the last several years.
Peyton
That's the
Manning
difference.
Had a fused back, Peyton Manning. And you know what?
He won a Super Bowl.
They moved, he ain't, but not because of him. But
he won a Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm talking about the second one.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is he got another opportunity when he got healthy. Right? He got another opportunity.
You
That's
don't understand. Cam Newton, this isn't one neck injury. This isn't one knee injury. These are just injury after injury after injury. His body is banged up from all those hits,
and
right?
And now with
That's
the time off, he could be better. He'll be healthy.
It
instead of rushing him back,
way.
he could be healthy.
It doesn't work that way.
He'll never be
what he used to be.
That doesn't mean that he still can't be good enough to win you a Super Bowl. He could be. We've seen quarterbacks with way less win Super Bowls.
He can go win somewhere
else. So don't tell me that he can't win one.
If I'm Carolina and Kyle Allen, now again, it's open. If Kyle Allen can't, if he loses, you know, the next several games, they don't make the playoffs, that's one thing. But if he leads this team that was struggling mightily before he took over to the playoffs and
he was struggling
well there,
because he was hurt and he was playing
fine.
Hurt.
He's always hurt. That's
no,
the
he
problem.
Ain't always hurt.
He is.
Of late, he's been hurt.
Of late, what have you done for, where's Janet when I need her? What have you done for me lately, DJ Tyshirt? I mean, seriously.
This is what it's about. This is what I know I won the argument
not,
when he needs
no,
sound by. He needs
I'm not
sound
down.
Clips.
I'm not down
Get Kawhi
on
ready.
Cam.
He needs help.
I'm not down on Cam, but I'm saying he hasn't. I can't remember. He was healthy the beginning of last season. This dude has taken so much punishment.
I still would take him.
That
a healthy
he is
Cam.
Damaged.
A healthy Cam Newton, I would take.
Why?
I just wouldn't give up on him.
Is he going to run?
I didn't have to run.
Yeah, no, he's not that accurate of a passer.
I've seen a lot of guys worse than him who have never put up the numbers he put up win Super Bowl.
Oh, so you go okay? So we're gonna send him to the best defense in the league.
I don't know. Maybe
yeah, if,
maybe they'll turn into that.
If that's the case, great.
Maybe they'll turn into
but
that.
But you it's too many ifs, Rob Parker.
That's what life is.
I'm saying if I'm the Carolina
you just said
Panthers,
if
I'm the Carolina Panthers, and Kyle Allen leads us to the playoffs, why am I going back to Cam Newton for $21 million? When I know he gets banged up all the time. Huh?
Kyle Allen's completing 53% of his passes. You telling me I'm going to automatically take that guy over a guy who was an MVP in the year? 53%. That's horrible.
They're five.
They're not
one.
Winning because of him. That's
actually,
horrible.
Actually, Rob
53%.
Parker, actually, you got your facts wrong. That was the last game. He's actually completing 61% of his passes.
All right, that's still not good, 61.
It's not bad.
It should be around 68%, 66%.
Your boy Aaron Rodgers ain't completing 68%.
Aaron Rodgers has done more. Does he have 10? Did he go 10 touchdowns with no picks? Stop it, Chris. Stop.
Cam is career under 60%.
Did he win an MVP? Did Kyle Allen win Super Bowl?
That was 4 years ago.
Oh, really? Was
yeah.
That was that 20 years ago?
2015.
Four
Stop
years
it.
Ago, you acted
you,
like
yo,
that was.
Give me
you
some,
acted like
give
that.
Give me an argument.
I'm giving you
give
one.
Give me something other than what he did in 2015. 35 touchdowns passing, 10 running.
I'm telling you that he has the
yeah,
juice.
If he was that Cam Newton, I'd gladly take him.
But
he's
he was
not.
Hurt. He was hurt. Let the guy get healthy again and prove to me he can't play. That's what I want to see.
He's
I'm not giving him up so that he could go to another team healthy and help them win. That's what I'm not going
to
do.
I would
you know
like
how hard it is
to
get a franchise quarterback in the NFL? It's so hard.
I would like to see him do that. I would love to see him get healthy. But if I'm running the Carolina Panthers, I'm moving on.
I'm glad you're a sports writer and broadcaster and not a GM.
I'm glad you're not calling the NCAA college football playoffs. Because you would have Michigan atop the polls, even despite their losses. You know I'm right, Rob Parker. 2015. My goodness. 2015, I think RG3 was still the man.
Stop it.
I'm going to bring that up every time you say something. RG3 was great in 2012.
It's too soon, bro.
Too soon.
Yeah, too soon.
What do you guys think? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What should the Carolina Panthers do? Should they stick with Cam Newton or move on with Kyle Allen? Your turn to weigh in. It's the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Bye, Felicia.